good morning and welcome to Ali Rodder. Hi, Ali.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm well. I'm all right, other than the Otway mist. This is the Apollo Bay Community Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health, where we discuss all things that are, well, reasonably relevant.
Health-related.
Health-related. For a half an hour, give you a heads up on what's happening at Otway Health. And Ali, in case you've forgotten, is the
new-ish,
not so new anymore.
Well, newish, Director of Clinical Services.
Indeed. So what's happening? Well, you got accredited.
We did.
Is that just a box-ticking thing or... You know, what does it mean?
I wish it was a box ticking thing. Could have gone through all the boxes and just ticked them. It would have been so much easier. Look, accreditation is something that we go through every year. Just about every hospital has to go through the accreditation process. There is an organisation called the Australian Council on Healthcare Standards, or ACHS, and they come and have a look at your little hospital and make sure that you... maintaining your quality of care, basically.
Yep.
And they have a whole set of standards that we have to really meet. And so there's a lot of work that goes into it. I don't think anyone ever underestimates the amount of work that goes into being successfully accredited. It's not just the nursing division. It's right through the hospital. They look at medical records. They look at your corporate services. They look at your community engagement, how you partner with your consumers. They look at all the safety issues that you know, a hospital faces. And there's a lot we have to do. And generally, most hospitals over the 3 years try and maintain their standards and their quality of care.
Yep.
And you do that by a series of audits and checks and balances along the way.
Yep.
And you're constantly monitoring what you're doing. And then the surveyors come in and it's like going through a big exam, because everyone gets a little bit nervous and, you know, the hospital gets tidied up and painted and cleaned and everything and looks spick and span, and the gardener's been and done the garden and everything's sort of all ready to go. And they come in and the surveyors we had this time were really good, because they came in with an attitude like, we're not here to penalise you or, you know, to catch you out. We're here to have a look at what you're doing. If you're not quite there, well, then let's offer you some guidelines or some guidance as to how you can maybe improve it, or you might like to look at another way of doing it. So they were pretty good. And, yeah, I learned a lot from those 2 days of just talking to them about what we were doing at Apollo Bay. And then they came back and very kindly said, yes, we will accredit you for 3 years. So that was a big deal for the hospital.
Fully
it was a
accredited.
Big deal. Fully accredited.
Yes. So for all of those that have an interest, and I guess we all do, in Otway Health and our little local hospital, we're up to snuff.
We're up to standard.
Yeah.
Put it that way. Well, it means that we've met their quality standards,
and
so
stuff. It
is. It means that the veracity of our product has been tested and it's passed.
And that's the official version, you know, as opposed to the hearsay version.
What's the hearsay version?
Well, yeah, it could be anything you like. Could be, you know, when it's hearsay, you never know what it is.
Look, I think we were really, really pleased with the result. The staff worked really, really hard, and I have to commend them and thank them for the effort that they put in. We did massive hours.
Yep.
And, yeah, everyone went just that extra mile, so it was a fantastic effort from everybody involved, which was great.
That's great to know. So, on our what is thunderstorm asthma?
Well, we're heading into spring, and of course, you know, spring, while it's a beautiful season, brings with it a whole lot of allergies. And just driving up to Melbourne on the weekend, all the blossom is coming out. You know, spring has come to the Otways, and it's absolutely beautiful, and it's going to be spectacular in about a month, I think, with all the trees in blossom. But with that blossom comes a lot of pollen and... If you suffer from hay fever, then you start sneezing, you get the rhinitis, the allergic rhinitis, and sometimes it triggers asthma. Mm. And I don't know if you remember last year, I think it was
in
March.
People got very sick,
thousands of people suffered in this storm last year, thunderstorm asthma. I'd never heard of it until that event. Yeah. And it meant that thousands and thousands of people were turning up to hospital with this asthma. And it's a combination of a dust storm and pollen.
Yep.
And it was just this perfect storm that happened. And, of course, people that didn't even know they suffered from asthma were affected. And something like, 3,000 or 4,000 people ended up turning up to emergency units with asthma. And, of course, asthma can be quite fatal.
Yeah.
If you, especially if you don't know you've had it. Mm. The people that do have
it. It takes you by surprise, is the thing, isn't it?
It does take you by surprise. Yeah. And it's a really scary thing. So, I think with spring coming and then summer, if we have a dry summer, then the potential is there for that to happen again. I'm not really an expert on it, but I can tell you that if you ever suffered from asthma, it's really scary when you can't catch your breath. Shortness of breath is a scary thing. Just warning everybody that you can be affected even if you don't have a history of asthma. Hmm. So especially when that kind of the perfect storm kind of environment exists.
Yeah.
And so there's a few things that you can do to sort of prevent it. If you do suffer from asthma, make sure you have a plan. Make sure you have your preventer. Make sure you've talked to your doctor about it. So what do you do should a thunderstorm like this occur again? Well, there's a few sort of helpful hints that you can have. Stay indoors is one of them. So carry your preventer and your Ventolin with you all the time because that's your asthma first aid. Mm. Just know the signs. Know the signs of getting worse. Some people just have a little bit of a wheeze and they're a bit short of breath, but know and understand the symptoms of when it's getting worse and go and get help straight away. Turn up to, the urgent care unit here in Apollo Bay or get yourself to a doctor pretty quickly because prompt treatment can prevent a catastrophe. And I think 9 people died last year in that thunderstorm. So, that's fairly catastrophic for the families involved. Be aware of what your asthma is all about. Know your plan, know your doctor, and know what to do if you're getting worse. Or if the potential exists for lots and lots of pollen, and, a hot northerly wind. Mm. And that combination, as we saw last year, was absolutely lethal for some people. And we're prepared for it at Apollo Bay.
There you go. Forewarned is forearmed.
Yes, I've ordered extra stuff just in case. But also, be aware of your allergies as well, because spring is notorious for, giving you that allergic rhinitis where your nose runs, your eyes, water, and it's just miserable. So can be treated fairly easily with antihistamines, and you can get them over the counter at the chemist if it's not too bad.
Yep.
So just be aware of that. But those allergies, that allergic rhinitis can actually turn into an asthma attack.
Okay.
So it's a good idea to be aware.
Mm. Good-o.
Mm. So spring does have its problems in all its
beauty. There's a downside to most things, one way or another. So what other cheery things can we talk about?
I know. But last week it was gastroenteritis, that's been going around. Seems to have settled down a little bit, and
I think
people.
Okay.
And it was lovely to see everybody coming into the hospital, walking through the doors, and using the hand rub, the alcoholic hand rub, the alcoholic alcohol. I always call it alcoholic hand rub. The alcohol hand rub. So that's been fantastic.
Yep.
And also, of course, that alcohol hand rub is the best thing you can use to prevent influenza A. Now in Tasmania, it's been going through the nursing homes in Tasmania. We don't want it here in our facility for sure. So once again, the principles are the same, hand hygiene and just trying to stop the spread. Because if you've got flu-like symptoms, it usually starts with a runny nose, you've got fever, you've got chills, headache, you feel tired and weak, sore throat, you can have a cough. a temperature. Children may even have abdominal pain and a bit of nausea and vomiting. So if you're feeling like that, it's pretty indicative that it's more than just a cold, and it could well be the flu or influenza A. And of course, once again, it can be catastrophic in an old person. So, you know, the last thing you want is the flu going through an aged care facility. We have to be very aware of that. But, you know, it can go through schools, and it can go through workplaces. You know, we know if someone goes down with a cold and the flu and say, stay home. Don't come to work. Yeah. We don't want it.
Don't soldier on.
Don't soldier on, no. Even though all the cold and flu tablet companies tell you to.
Yeah.
We don't want you to.
Because you'll be knocking off the other soldiers.
And the other thing is, use your hand rub and, you know, dispose of your tissues. If you've got a runny nose, dispose of them in a hygienic manner. And and the best thing you can do is just take yourself to bed. Just go to bed, take some paracetamol or get some cold and flu tablets, and they're just really symptomatic relief. Drink plenty of liquids. Good old hot lemon toddy with honey. You can't beat that, can you?
Good stuff.
And it's great for a sore throat too. And just only eat when you're hungry. You don't need to eat when you know
you're not doing anything.
And just be aware that these symptoms, you know, you really need to treat it seriously. And the best thing is bed rest, fluids, and symptomatic relief from tablets, the flu tablets. But sometimes it can get a bit more complicated, and it can go to your chest, and the next thing you know, you've got a raging pneumonia, and then you're in hospital and all sorts of strife. So children are particularly vulnerable, and so are the elderly. So just be aware that influenza A is going around. You may have had your flu shot, doesn't stop you getting it. All right.
Yep.
So it spreads very, very quickly. It's droplet infection, and so sneezing, coughing, You can pass it on very, very quickly. And I noticed that it's actually gone through a few cruise ships, so that'd be a disaster.
Could
you imagine?
Cruise ships are famous incubators.
I entertained the thought of doing some cruise ship nursing. But hearing some horror stories from friends of mine that have been on when there's been the rotavirus going through and influenza A. And
you don't want to go there.
5,000 people all sick? No, I don't think so.
Not a good idea. All right. Shall we play a bit of music before we press on?
I think we should play a little bit of music.
Why not?
And I'll come back and we'll have a little chat about Amy's Gran Fondo.
Okay.
I need to know a little bit more about that. I've never heard of that before.
Okay. Well, we'll all learn more about that. This is 3ABR Community Radio, and we're about in the middle of the Apollo Bay Community Health Check brought to you by Otway Health.
You're listening to Apollo Bay Radio.
I feel the blues moving in. It's a very happy, bluesy song from the three of them, really. Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt. This is 3ABR Community Radio, coming to you from the most southerly village on the Australian mainland, Apollo Bay. And this is The Health Check, sponsored by Otway Health. And Ali Rodders here, Director of Nursing, talking about stuff that's happening at the hospital.
Lots of stuff happening at the hospital, Bob, and we're gearing up for the Wiggles Amy's Grand, or the Wiggle Amy's Grand Fondo, which is happening this weekend. There'll be lots of road closures along the way, and I don't think the tourists are going to be too happy about it, but these events are massive. I had no idea when I came to Apollo Bay that these cycling races were so popular.
They're huge.
They are huge, aren't they? And it closes kind of like the whole Great Ocean Road, or the best bit of it almost.
But not for long.
Lots of people coming into the area, so that means that we've got to be prepared for all sorts of things, because all you need is a great big pile up of cyclists, and that can make us really, really busy.
Yeah, make you very busy at the hospital.
Oh, I know. And you know what? You can just get the walking wounded in, and what have they got? They've got grazes and bumps and lumps and bruises and stuff like that, and hopefully nothing too serious. So we're kind of gearing up for that, and got an extra staff member on. I'll be at the hospital over the weekend just in case they need an extra pair of hands. So, gearing up for that, because I think Saturday's Lawn. They cop the brunt of it in Lawn, I think, on Saturday. And Sunday, the Family Fondo in Apollo Bay. So It's a perfect thing, actually, for families to do.
Sure is.
Families ride, you know, with their kids, and that's terrific. So they've got the family fondo. That's starting at 9 o'clock and goes up the Barham Road. Isn't that a beautiful road?
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah, the Barham
Road. It's the road to paradise. How could it, what could it? What else could it be?
I know. It was one of the first roads I drove up when I got here, and I thought, oh, my goodness. Because I had a friend in England saying how stunning the Cotswolds were. So I sent him all these photos and said, I can beat that. So, I thought the Barham River Road was just absolutely beautiful. So the lovely ride for families. And then you've got the family fondo in Lorne. Mm-hmm. And so Lorne's very pretty, isn't it?
It is.
Very, very pretty.
Yeah, well, for a town on the side of the hill.
And you know. You're a bit loyal to Apollo Bay.
Well,
aren't you?
You can walk around Apollo Bay.
That's true. But you know, the one thing I was disappointed about? You can't see the bay, and there's no restaurants where you can sit and have nice lunch overlooking the bay.
Well, you can go up and have fish and chips now, and I'm sure that's a good and improving facility up there on the harbour at the co-op. You can sit up there and have your fish and chips, and I'm willing to bet that in the summer there'll be more exotic foods served there with a view down over the harbour. Yep.
But that's all. We need another restaurant.
Yeah, we do.
Anyone listening?
Well, Chris's for lunchtime is the other one.
That's beautiful.
I've never understood people going to Chris's at night because half the time, unless it's a big full moon, you really don't see much.
No, I was there for lunch the other day and it was just lovely. Now, do you know what a hot dog course is?
A hot dog course.
Hot dog course.
A hot dog course.
Apparently, this is the Grand Fondo. It's a new criterium course, it's called. I have no idea about this, but that's men and women, and they're all going to be racing.
You're talking to a man who thought a Grand Fondo was something to do with cheap melted cheese.
And I. sound like that, doesn't it?
No, look, there'll be lots of excitement, and cyclists... Yeah.
Do they bring out the little produce markets and everything for big events like this?
Not so much. Well, cyclists are kind of self-contained people. I think, it's a great focus on the community and a great photo opportunity for the area. But you notice that Lycra stuff, they're no pockets. They don't have pockets.
So it's not bringing any money.
So, and they're not likely to jump off their push bikes and eat a pie.
Really?
They've got their own. And one year, I forget, was a road race. It might have been a running race. Someone set up thinking that, I've got the apples and the nuts and all the really good, healthy stuff here, all locally grown. Mm. And, it didn't go so well. No. They bring their own. But we love to have them because it does showcase the neighbourhood. And quite a few do stay for the weekend. So that's a good thing. Yeah.
And, folks, if you're listening and you are out riding, what's the weather forecast?
I don't think it's going to be hot, though.
It's probably not going to be hot. But also, you know, you are kind of doing a lot of physical exercise and the risk of dehydration is always there. So just make sure that you are well hydrated. Make sure you've got lots of nice carbohydrates on board so you don't run out of energy halfway up the Barham River.
Yep.
So just a few little things like that. Just, you know, lots of things to drink.
Drink the water. Stay hydrated
and just don't overdo it because you often see a lot of stress injuries when people get into it and they get competitive.
Of course they are. You can tell them don't overdo it.
That's a bit of a stupid statement, isn't it, breathing, really, when you talk about cyclists? Anyway, before we run out of time, which is highly likely, I'd just like to talk to you about a couple of things that we've got going on a regular basis at the hospital. We've got a lot of visiting services, of course, and we have physiotherapy every Monday and Thursday. So if you need to see the physio, I've seen both our physios and they've sort of helped me with my shoulder quite a bit. Physio every Monday and Thursday. Call the hospital for bookings.
So just about physio. Mm-hmm. When I was a boy, there were two sound engineers who sat at a desk all day and twisted around in swivel chairs. And they were very famous. They were very, very good at what they did. And they both developed bad backs. And they both went to the physio. And one did what the physio told him to do. And the other one had two back operations and eventually had a swimming pool built for his bad back. The guy that got up every hour, learnt from the physio about how to take preventive action and instituted it into his life, had no further issues. Now, that's a bit of an apocryphal tale, but, you know, it's true. And particularly after procedures and that kind of stuff, you know, the physio makes a huge difference.
Well, they're so involved in post-operative care now. When I had my arthroscopy last year, I had a meniscectomy last year, the physio came to see me when I was in the recovery room, and she was the one that got me out of bed and got me walking within a bit, well, I reckon it would have been within about an hour and a half, 2 hours of surgery. I was stunned, and I just looked at her and said, "You want me to do what?"
And a bit groggy too, a bit stoned.
I was actually okay. Modern anaesthetics are fantastic, but I was absolutely stunned that they really wanted me to get out of bed and walk when they just chopped up my knee. But I did, and I survived it. The physio is really, really important.
It is. Terribly important. Mondays and Thursdays.
Thursdays at the hospital. Also, looking after your feet is another thing. And it's one thing in my nursing career that I have seen people do very badly. They don't look after their feet, particularly people with diabetes whose feet are very, very vulnerable. And the elderly, you know, when it's too difficult for them to cut their toenails are old and you know, getting a bit gnarly. So we have a podiatrist come sort out all of those problems. So she'll be here on the 13th on Wednesday. Then we also have a legal service, which I didn't know we had, with Neil Longmore. And he'll be here on Friday. So all these services you can book through the hospital just by calling the hospital number 5237 8500. Australian Hearing's going to be here on the 29th of September. So if you're having any hearing difficulties, give us a ring, make an appointment.
It'll be someone who lives with someone who's having hearing difficulties that'll ring and make the appointment.
Now, ain't that the truth? I've been through it with two parents.
I don't have a problem. I hear perfectly well.
No, you just gabble. You just speak too quickly. I can't hear you, or you speak too softly. Or one thing I got was, you're just using your radio voice.
All right. Okay.
So that was interesting. And then also, if you need some dietary advice, we've got a dietitian here on Wednesday, the 18th of October. Okay. And then we do the weekly shopping run. And due to Friday, 29th of September, falling on AFL Grand Final public holiday, the weekly shopping run's now going to be on Thursday, the 28th of September. So make sure that everybody's stocked up for the weekend. So just note that change of the date.
So the weekly shopping run, do you gather people up and take them shopping, or what happens? How does that? What is that? What is the weekly shopping run?
I think we help people shop.
Okay.
This is part of our home and community services.
Fantastic service.
Help people shop.
Okay. Terrific.
Men and ladies' lunch is on Monday, the 25th of September. Once again, gee, the grand final's affecting everything, isn't it?
So you're going to put them together, the blokes and the Sheilas. Good grief.
Absolutely. They'll be combined.
That's a first. Never been done before.
Well, you never know. It could be a lot of fun, couldn't it?
It will be.
So that's going to be on the 25th of September on the Monday from 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. Yep. And so everybody's welcome to join us for a meal.
And the meals are subsidised by the Apollo Bay Hotel, so that's good.
That's very good. Yep. So, that's very generous of them. So you can book there by, once again, calling Otway Health, calling the hospital. We'll take bookings. And finally, Apollo Bay P12 student performance. And that'll be held on the... No, that's gone.
September the 8th. Disappeared.
That's gone. It disappeared. Last week.
Yep.
Never mind.
We'll hear all about that.
Look, there's a lot going on at the hospital. And also, don't forget, you can ring for any of those visiting services. Just ring reception, 5237 8500.
Yep. Check the Facebook page.
And the website. What do they call it?
The news sheet.
The other thing is, if you're interested in volunteering, we're always looking for volunteers at the hospital. So if you'd like something to do in your retirement or you feel like you need to give back to the community, we would love to hear from you. So give us a call at the hospital.
Sounds like it's all happening.
It is all happening.
At Otway Health. This has been the Apollo Bay Community Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health. It's now 11:30, and like all good things in life, we started on time and we'll end on time. This is 3ABR.